Okay, so that number no longer works with the service provider. I have no other way of contacting him other than let's see, what can I do about this? One second. It's also a best buy order, okay. Customer, okay, that's where we're going. Okay, so what I can do is I can go ahead and notate the order and send out an email to upper management about it, so the customer will be contacted about it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and escalate it too, since it's a gas leak.
Because, yeah, this is definitely... I'm going to have to tell him he's going to have to call the gas company and turn
yes,
off his
ma'am,
gas.
Yes, ma'am, because, I mean, it was an installation that happened so long ago now, and it's... And the leak just happened today, right, for him to call.
I'm guessing so. I didn't even ask, and I do apologize about that. It was just, I thought this would be like a simple call. He told me about the gas leak. I thought I could immediately send somebody out to his home, but when I looked it up, it said that it was installed by a third party, and no one at the Best Buy is actually certified to do that, and yeah, he already called the manufacturer, and the manufacturer said because on the behalf of Best Buy, we installed it, so it's not their fault. So, the blame would be on.
And the service providers are already, I mean, since this order is so long ago now at this point, the service providers are no longer assigned to the order.
Okay. Do you think they will give them some calls sometime today?
Yes, ma'am. It's possible. It's within 24 to 48 hours. Once I send the email.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO. I really do pray that this gets resolved, because a gas leak, that's not okay.
That's not okay. Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You have a good shift.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.